I call the meeting to order. You stand for the pledge. I'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, purpose of this meeting is the end of the year meeting to pay the remaining bills and the end of the business, end of the year business we need to do. Okay, Chris is not here, so let's go to old business. Old business, the CHIPS money came in. We got a total of $352,923.16. And the that owed $245,000 to the general fund, which leaves $107,923.16. And then out of that's going to come the payroll of $18,512.08 and the year-end bills of $19,353.51, which leaves a total of $70,057.57 for the highway, to go in the highway budget. And also, looks like next year, he's got $73,310.58 in CHIPS money and $17,959.90 in the paved New York and $28,706.23 in the extreme weather recovery. So he's got just under $120,000. He got $119,976.71 for paving next year so far. And depending on what the state does in their budget in April, they're going to add more to the CHIPS or leave it as is. So right now, that's what he's got. So I need a motion to go ahead and repay the general fund, the $245,000, out of that deposit.
I'll make a motion,
Jeff. Irving?
Second.
Second by Chris.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. Thank you. Anything else under old business? Okay, anything under new business? I think Kelly's got...
I just have my resolution.
Yep.
Resolution to establish petty cash fund for the Office of the Tax Collector, whereas the collection of 2022 land taxes begins January 1st, 2022, and whereas there is a need for the Office of the Tax Collector to have change for payment of taxes, be it hereby resolved, the tax collector be allotted the sum of $300 for petty cash for the 2022 tax season.
Okay. I have a motion to Chris.
Second.
Donald, second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Carried.
Thank you.
Anything else under new business? Okay. So, public comment. Anything to say at the end of the year?
If I could just report for the beautification committee
sure.
To let folks know that we had 11 applicants this year for the Christmas lighting contest.
Okay.
And the judges all went out and took their votes. And the first place winner was Betty Heber. Second place winner was Roger Bedard and family. And the third place winner was Anna Garrett. And on behalf of the beautification committee, I'd like to thank the judges for their time to go out. And also, I'd like to thank Renee, too, for updating the website and posting the winners for the town.
Okay.
And the last thing, I just wanted to confirm that the winners, their money will be paid to them out of the 2021 budget. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. As far as the... contest goes, we were thinking maybe next year putting the addresses on the website if people wanted to go around and look.
Oh.
As long as the people that own the houses, were okay with that.
Don't mind.
We thought that'd be fun that people could go around and check out the different lighting displays.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's all right with the owners. It's, yeah. See a problem with that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else? Okay, I'll make a motion that we go into executive session to talk about the CSEA contract. Apparently we got an issue. I have a second.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. Okay, thank you. You're more welcome to hang around if you want. Shouldn't be too long.